Well, good morning. It is January 23rd, 2022. Happy Lord's Day, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be reading through Genesis chapter 24, Matthew 23. We are then going to be finishing another book of the Bible, the book of Nehemiah, finishing with Nehemiah chapter 13, and then Acts chapter 23. And so let's get into the Word today. Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh. And I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, Peradventure the woman will not go, be willing to follow me unto the land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, Beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. And the Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and swear to him concerning this matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and departed, for all the good of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor, and he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of the water at the time of the evening, even the time that the woman would go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the dangerous and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. And it came to pass before he had been done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born of Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulders. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her, and said, Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, Drink, my lord. And she hasted, and let down the pitcher unto her hand, and gave him drink. And when she had been done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also, until they are done drinking. And she hasted, and emptied her pitcher into the trough, and ran again into the well to draw water, and drew for all of his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit, whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had been done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight, and 2 bracelets for her hand of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bore unto Nahor. And she said, Moreover unto him, we have both straw and provender, enough to room to lodge in. And the man bowed his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and of his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her master's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man under the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and the bracelet upon his sister's hand, and when he had heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, Thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, Come in, thou blessed of the Lord, where standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat. But, he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And he said, Speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given his flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell, but thou shalt go under my father's house, and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, Peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, The Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear of this of my oath, and when thou comest to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear of the oath. And I came this day unto the well, and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of the water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, Give me, I pray, a little to drink water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say unto me, Both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had been done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulders. And she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, Let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulders and said, Drink. And I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her, and said, Whose daughter art thou? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, who Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face, and the bracelets upon her hands. Then I bowed down my head, and worshipped the Lord, and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother daughter unto his son. And now, if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels and silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah, and he gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, Send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go. And he said unto them, Hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away, that I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the damsel, and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent Rebekah their sister and their nurse and her nurse and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, Thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gates of those which hate them. And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well of Lahairoi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventime, and he lifted up his eyes, and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, It is my master. And therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother's Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. That was Genesis chapter 24. Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to the disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, and all therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works. For they say, and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms of the feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the marketplace, and to be called of men Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye give your widows houses, and for a pretense make long prayers, and therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it shall be nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon the altar, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? And whoso therefore shall swear by the altar sweareth by it, and by all things thereon. And whoso shall swear by the temple sweareth by it, and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by the heavens sweareth by all the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe and mint, and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave others undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup of the platter, but within they are full of exhortation and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanliness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our father, we would not have been made partakers with them of the blood of the prophets. And wherefore ye be witness unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? And wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in the synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, and the blood of the righteous Abel upon the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. That was Matthew chapter 23. Let's move on over to the final chapter of Nehemiah. We're going to finish this book. Nehemiah chapter 13. Nehemiah 13. On that day, they read in the book of Moses, in the audience of the people, and therein was found written that the Ammonites and the Moabites should not come into the congregation of God forever, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. Howbeit our God turned the curse into a blessing. Now it came to pass, when they had heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. And before this, Eliashib the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house of our God, was allied unto Tobiah. And he had prepared for him a great chamber, where aforetime they laid the meat offerings, the frankincense, the vessels, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine, and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the offerers of the priest. But in all this time was not I at Jerusalem. For in the 2 and 13th year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, came I unto the king, and after certain days obtained I leave of the king. And I came to Jerusalem and understood of the evil that Eliashib did for Tobiah in preparing him a chamber in the court of the house of God. And it grieved me sore. And therefore I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber. And then I commanded, and they cleansed the chamber. And thither brought I again the vessels of the house of God with the meat offering and the frankincense. And I perceived that the portion of the Levites had not been given to them, for the Levites were the singers and did the work, were fled every one to his field. And then I contended, with the rulers and said, why is the house of God forsaken? And I gathered them together and set them in their place. and then brought all Jerusalem, the tithe of the corn and the new wine and the oil unto the treasury. And I made treasurers over the treasuries, Shelemiah the priest, and Zadok the priest, and of the Levites, Pedadiah, and next to him was Hanan, the son of Zachar, the son of Mathathiah, and for they were counted faithful, and their office was distributed unto their brethren. Remember me, O my God, concerning this, and wipe not out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for the offices thereof. In those days saw I in Judah some trending wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves and lading asses, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens which they brought unto Jerusalem on a Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day wherein they sold victuals. And there dwelt men of Tyre, and also therein, which brought fish and all manner of ware, and sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah in Jerusalem. And then I contended with the nobles of Judah, and said unto them, What evil thing is this that ye do, and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus, and did not our God, bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? And yet ye bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of the servants set eye at the gates, that there should be no burden that be brought in the Sabbath day. And so the merchants and the sellers of all kinds of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. And then I testified against them, and said unto them, Why lodge ye about this wall? If ye do so again, I will lay hands on you. And from that time forth they came no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of thy mercy. And in those days also saw I Jews that had married wives of Ashdod and Ammon and the Moab. And their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by God, saying, Ye shall not give your daughters unto the sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourselves. Did not Solomon king of Israel sin by these things? And yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all of Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. And shall we then hearken unto you to do all the great evil, to transgress against our God in marrying strange wives? And one of the sons of Jehoiada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Shabalot the Horonite, and therefore I chased him from me. Remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. And thus I cleansed them from all strangers, and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, every one of his business, and for the wood offering at times appointed, and for the first fruit. Remember me, O my God, for good. That was the book of Nehemiah. We just finished it, chapter 13. Tomorrow we start the book of Esther. Let's finish off with Acts chapter 23 today. Acts 23 for our final reading. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by to smite him on the mouth. And then said Paul unto him, God shall smite thee, thou whitewashed wall, for thou sittest to judge me after the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law. And they that stood by said, Revilest thou God's high priest? And then said Paul, I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, Thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people. But when Paul perceived that the one part were Sadducees and the other part Pharisees, he cried out in the council, Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Of the hope and resurrection of the dead I am called in question. And when he had said so, there arose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. And there arose a great cry, and the scribes that were of the Pharisees' part arose and strove, saying, We find no evil in this man, but if a spirit or an angel have spoken to him, let us not fight against God. And when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces, commanded the soldiers to go down and to make him by force, and to take him by force from among them, and to bring him into the castle. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, Be of good cheer, Paul. For as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together, and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And they were more than 40 which made this conspiracy. And they came to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have bound ourselves under a great curse, that we will eat nothing until we have slain Paul. Now therefore, ye with the council, signify to the chief captain that ye bring him down unto you tomorrow, as though ye would inquire something more perfectly concerning him. And we, or ever he come near, are ready to kill him." And when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went out into the castle and told Paul. And then Paul called one of the centurions unto him and said, "Bring this young man unto the chief captain, for he hath a certain thing to tell him." So he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, "Paul, the prisoner called me unto him and prayed me to bring him this young man unto him, who hath something to say unto thee." Then the chief captain took him by the hand and went with him aside privately and asked him, "What is it that thou hast to tell me?" And he said, "The Jews have agreed to desire thee that thou wouldest bring down Paul toward tomorrow unto the council, as though they would inquire somewhat of him more perfectly. But do not thou yield unto them, for there lie in wait for him of which more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now are they ready, looking for a promise from thee." And so the chief captain then let the young man depart and charged him, saying, "See thou tell no man that thou hast showed these things to me." And he called unto him two centurions, saying, "Make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 70, and spearmen 200, at the third hour of the night, and provide them beasts that they may set Paul on, and bring him safe unto Felix the governor." And he wrote a letter after this manner: "Claudius Lysias unto the most excellent governor Felix sendeth greeting. And this man was taken of the Jews, and should have been killed of them. Then came I, an army, and rescued him, having understood that he was a Roman. And when I would have known the cause wherefore they accused him, I brought him forth into the council, whom I perceived to be accused of questions of their law, but to have nothing laid on his charge worthy of death or of bonds. And when it was told me how that the Jews had laid wait for this man, I sent him straightway to thee, and gave commandment to his accusers also to say before thee that they had against him. Farewell." Then the soldiers, as it was commanded them, took Paul and brought him by night to Antiparus. And on the morrow they left the horsemen to go with him and returned unto his castle. Who then, when they had come to Caesarea, they delivered the epistle to the governor and presented Paul also before them. And when the governor had read the letter, he asked of what province he was. And when he understood that he was of Cilicia, "I hear thee," said he, "when thy accusers are also come." And he commanded him to be kept in Herod's judgment hall. Well, amen. That was Acts 23 and the end of our Bible reading today for the Lord's Day, January 23rd, 2022. Good job. We have now finished two books of the Bible, Ezra and Nehemiah. We start Esther tomorrow, so good job. Keep it up. We are getting close to the end of the first month of Bible reading, so stick with me, all right? Make sure you give your comments. Make sure that you give a like to the video, and let's close in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this day that you have given to us. Lord, it is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and are glad in it. Lord, it is indeed the Sabbath day. It is the Lord's day. And Lord, just as Nehemiah kept it holy, I pray, God, that we would keep it holy. God, that we would set aside this day for your glory's sake. God, I pray, God, that we would use Sunday, the Lord's Day, as the day in which we glorify you, in which we come together as your people to worship you, God, and do those things which you have called us and commanded us to do. Oh, Lord, I pray, help us to take it as serious as Nehemiah did, because you are do it, Lord. You are do it. Lord, as we read of all of the things that you did, even by the hand of the Apostle Paul, who was ready to die for your sake, God, I pray, God, that we would be committed, Lord, that we would shed apathy, Lord, that we would shed any kind of apprehensions, Lord, or sins that we may have in serving you, and instead, God, that we would live for you, Lord, with our whole hearts, Lord. I pray that for myself. I pray that for my brothers and sisters. Thank you for this day, Lord. I pray for your blessing upon our Sunday school classes, adult Bible classes, our worship service, God, all the other things going on today, a busy Sunday. Lord, I thank you so much for it, and we give it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, join us, 9:15 Sunday school, 10:30 worship service. Lord willing, I'll see you there. Bye now.